This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by Torch specialist Greg Parks for a discussion of the giant three-hour Raw from Tampa, Florida on November the 3rd, the day before the U.S. presidential election. This was celebrating episode number 800. This wasn't actually episode 800, but it was just celebrating 800 episodes of Raw. The major story right off the top is a new World Heavyweight Champion. Chris Jericho gets the belt back against Batista. I don't know, I kind of have mixed feelings on that because I don't like these title changes. I don't like title changes happening so close together. Reminds me of the Attitude Era, which we had a lot of references to on the show. Greg, what's your overall impression of this show and the top story being Batista losing the world title to set up Jericho versus Cena at Survivor Series?
The show is hard to gauge. It really is, I think, because there is so much happening and just, it's hard to put stuff in order when it's a three-hour show of what was good, what was bad, and stuff like this. It's a lot easier in a two-hour show to just look at it and say, usually two-hour shows are mostly bad or mostly good, but with 3 hours, they got an extra hour to play with and an extra hour to add things in. So, as usual, there is some good, some bad, some really bad, but it was a show, I think it was worth watching, at least to get to the main event. I'm with you. I like the longer reigns, but, I mean, the short reigns are fine once in a while because, realistically, I mean, if you're looking at wrestling in a realistic terms, I mean, there's got to be somewhere along the way, people can't hold it for 10 months at a time and 10 months at a time. I mean, it just doesn't happen that way. The law of averages says someone's going to hold it for a short time along the way. So I don't mind it in that context. And as soon as I heard that the winner of tonight's match is going to face John Cena at Survivor Series, I thought, now, wait a minute, because I know they've been holding off kind of for Batista, John Cena at WrestleMania.
Mm.
So I thought, would they do a singles match at Survivor Series and then do another one at WrestleMania? So I thought when I heard that, I thought, ooh, the chances of Jericho winning tonight just went up, to me. And that match is intriguing for Survivor Series, so I am looking forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, they could have gone either way on that, but like you said, I think Cena, Batista is, SummerSlam and then WrestleMania seem like it would be the way to go. To maybe humble Batista a little bit, that might be where they're going with the storyline, because Batista was just so cocky and arrogant that, he had Jericho in the bag, easy win in the rematch, and then Jericho wins. So, maybe it's a way to kind of restart Batista's journey to WrestleMania by having him be more reflective or down to earth or whatever. But, you can't go wrong either way. I mean, they could have done Batista and Triple H in a title versus title match at WrestleMania if both of them held onto the belts for, Triple H would be about 9 months by then, and Batista would be about 6 months. She could have done that route, and they still could, but it looks like Cena Jericho at Survivor Series. I'm assuming Cena wins that, and then setting up Cena Batista at WrestleMania. So that's a long ways off. A lot of things can change, but Jericho is your new champ, and we'll see how that plays out going forward. The show started with Randy Orton coming out, issued his ultimatum to Shane Stephanie. He's just going to sit ringside until he gets his answer. Opening match is the Hardy Boys making a reunited return. I mean, this is kind of the theme of the night. The brand split was pretty much dead on the show. The announcers and Lillian didn't really even make an effort to point this out at all, really, that which brand people were on. But they, Jeff and Matt easily defeated Brian Kendrick and MVP. MVP's losing streak continues, trying to get that bonus on SmackDown. What are your thoughts on the opening match?
It was an okay match, only 4 minutes, so not a lot you could do in it. I think they did mention last week that this Raw celebration was going to be tri-branded. Most of these, 3-hour things are tri-branded celebrations. The big things are tri-branded. They haven't really said, watching SmackDown and even Raw and pay-per-views, they haven't said if MVP's incentive clause kicks in if he gets a pin in a tag match, or even if his team wins in the tag match. Like, they haven't said that. They've been talking about it during his tag matches, but the last 3 weeks he's been in tag matches and taking the pinfall. So it's like, well, does it just have to be in one-on-one matches, or, you know, does he have to get the pin for it to go, or if his team wins, can it kick in? They haven't really said that, so that's just kind of confusing as all. Randy Orton coming out, they kept it short, which was nice at the beginning. I was disappointed because real heels, I mean, always take that chair and sit in the middle of the ring. I mean, I remember on Nitro way back in the day when I think it was Randy Savage who did it. He just sit and people were trying to wrestle matches around him and he just threw him out of the ring. I mean, that's a real heel right there, sitting in the middle of the ring, not letting the show go on. Come on, Orton. So that's my thoughts on the early portion.
I think Orton just wanted to watch some wrestling. You know, maybe he just wanted to get a feel for the ring again and soak up a little bit of Hardy Boys action and maybe get a look at Kendrick and MVP and maybe do some scouting. So, maybe he just wanted to be a nice heel or something like that. I don't know. Your point is valid. That would have been fun with Orton throwing out Kendrick and MVP. But then they couldn't have done the Hardys. Nah, it wouldn't work. I don't know. It still could have worked. They would have just switched the order. They should have had the Battle Royal in the opening match. Then Orton could just toss everyone out sitting in the ring.
And whoever was last, he just happened to win. Yeah, Orton tossed out last.
Yeah, that'd be Regal. And so Regal's the last one out, and Regal gets the IC title shot. So,
all right.
That's what they should have done. I like your idea applied to that number two match. Before they had a couple clips from 93, Bobby Heenan, Sean Mooney, good old-fashioned... the old Raw theme, I love that. Just get nostalgic when I hear the old Raw theme. See the Ico Pro banner hanging in the old Manhattan Center.